Congratulations. Wasn't pretty. Trailed most of that first half. Found a way to get the lead in the second half and hold off some serious rallies by Hugoton in the end.
I've got to find a way to play a better first half. We're about 0 for the season so far in first halves. You know, so, you know, that's part of it. Got to finish free throws, of course. I mean, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. Just need to get in the gym, get some more shooting. You know, they kind of realized that, you know, didn't make them, of course. But, you know, pretty good effort.
It was in the first half trying to deal with Leninger down low. He's pretty tough to handle there. He held him to 14 points tonight, a little bit below his season average. But you could tell really for the first quarter how much he's improved from last year from freshman to sophomore.
He's a good player. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, he's on the scouting report as far as their number one threat on the inside. You know, just kind of still trying to figure out the fouls as far as, you know, what are you going to call, you know, consistently. You know, a couple touch ones, a couple definite fouls. You know, not going to complain. They had the same thing. So our guys got to figure it out.
Once again, it is Scott City coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning at 59-54. And Chance Yeager, he stepped up big tonight when you needed shots, especially in that fourth quarter. Hugoton coming back, hits the big three, then hits a free throw to make it a three-possession game at the time.
He hit some nice shots. I mean, he come off of, you know, the reversal off of the flex cut and had a wide-open jump shot and was, you know, confident enough to shoot the ball and knock it down. So, you know, good game for Chance, of course.
And you guys had three in double figures. Trey O'Neill, 26 points tonight, and he really got you guys going offensively and then started distributing nice passes. Dylan Hutchins, Chance Yeager getting the scoring column. Bo Hess, he had maybe a tough game offensively, but he did some things on defense. Also, Kyle Kier stepped in and played some good defense in the second half.
I like what Kyle did. I mean, you know, if he keep on doing what he did right there, he's going to get some more time. You know, they got to show me stuff in practice where I got enough confidence in him to, you know, play him during this. You know, of course, we'll be one deeper with Brett, you know, once we get to the second half of the season. But at the same time, you know, Brett's not a post. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I kind of like what Kyle did. Good effort. You know, banged it a little bit on the inside. Got lost once or twice. Bo needs to be more aggressive and stop tapping stuff and go grab it. You know, he's long. He has, you know, nice hands. You know, that's going to come. You know, keep on forgetting, even though, man, I've known those guys since they were 5 years old, that they're sophomores. Yeah. You know, so, you know, got to make sure you remember that stuff.
Well, the light is at the end of your tunnel. You get a 2.5-week break, 18 days between games. Next week you have your moratorium, and then after the break you start off with a road trip to Southwestern Heights. And, I mean, it's got to be nice to get a week off and kind of rest a little bit.
Our football guys haven't been off since August the 19th, you know, as far as a week. So, you know, they deserve a rest. They're going to get their rest. I think they're still going to get a pickup game on Sunday and a pickup game Tuesday, and then get some individual work on Monday on their own. They volunteered for that. But after that, you know, they get to have 5 good days right there and get out of there. And, you know, so they're going to be okay. They're hungry. They, you know, they're not satisfied being 4-0. They're, you know, disappointed they didn't play any better than what they did.
All right. Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers 4-0 on the year, 1-0 in Lake Play, 59-54 road winners at Hugoton tonight. And coach, as always, appreciate you stopping by. Have a good Christmas break, and we'll talk to you in January.
Thanks. You too, Adam. Hey, have a great Christmas and a good new year, and don't eat too much food watching the football games.
I'll try not to.